Okay, I want to discuss with you today the topic of Mo'os Chitin, or otherwise known as Kincha de Pischa. Okay, the first halacha in Shulchan Aruch, in Chelek Hei, Mishneh Berurah, the beginning of the laws of Pesach, the very, very first halacha. Again, in Chelek Hei, Shoylim Hilchos Pesach, we learned yesterday, Shoylim Hilchos Pesach, Koidem LePesach Shloishim Yom. Okay, the person has to begin to prepare for Pesach 30 days in advance. That's all it says in the Mechaber. The Ramah begins, Hagah. There are more comments. Minog liknois chitim lechalkom la'aniyim l'tzorech Pesach. There is a custom. Okay, this is an ancient custom, one of the oldest minhagim that are out there. It's even in the Gemara, in the Yerushalmi. There is a minog to acquire wheat for poor people. Lechalkom la'aniyim l'tzorech Pesach v'chol mi shadar bi'ir yud beis chodesh tzorech litein l'zeh. If you live in a city for 12 months, you have an obligation to participate in this collection. If you do not live in the city for 12 months, then you do not have an obligation. This is what it says in the Ramah. So there are many, many questions. First of all, why doesn't the Mechaber quote the halacha? How come the Mechaber and the Tor, there's no mention of the custom of Mo'os Chitin? Why is it only mentioned by the Ramah? And why does the Ramah call it a minhag? Everything is a red flag. So first of all, where does it come from? Where does the source of this minhag come from? It comes from a Gemara Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi lists a whole collection of the list of taxes, masim. A mas is not staka. A mas is a requirement. If you live in a community, you live in a city, you have to pay for the service, you have to pay for the water, you have to pay for the, it used to be for free, but you have to pay for someone to pick up the garbage, for the electricity, for the heat, you have to pay for the sanitation, whatever it is, you have to pay for services. If you live in a Jewish community, Talmud Chazal, in a Jewish community, there are certain services, there are certain taxes. And one of the taxes was to pay Mo'os Chitin, to give money so that the Gaboyim can purchase wheat to give to the poor people, community tax. This is what it says in the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi goes on to say that if you live in a city for 12 months, that entitles you both to receive and to give. If Rachman Litzlan, you are on the receiving end, you do not have an income, you're not doing well financially, then you are entitled to take from the Gabai money or chitim wheat for Pesach. And then the other way, when a person does have what to give, he has an obligation to participate in the collection. Now, the Mepharshim point out, and the Yerushalmi point out, that being that the Gemara there, and Yerushalmi very clearly defines it as a tax, it's not a tztaka. You have no right to use your meiser money, your tztaka money, for the purpose of giving Mo'os Chitin. And the question is, why not? So simply, it's because it's a tax. If a person makes a neder, he's going to give money to tztaka. And the money that you give to Mo'os Chitin cannot be used to fulfill the tax of Mo'os Chitin. It's on a different level. It's an obligation. Now, someone will explain the reason why Chazal instituted this as a tax, not as a tztaka, is because they wanted that the Talmidei Chachamim should also take the money. In other words, in time of Chazal, time of the Gemara, Yerushalmi, Talmidei Chachamim were embarrassed to take tztaka. And if Achman Litzlan, they did not have Parnasa, they lived with Simson, and it was beneath their dignity to take Tztaka. Making the Mo'os Chitin into a tax, not in the category of Tztaka, was a clever technique that the Chacham of the time did in order to not embarrass the poor people. You're not taking the money to purchase matzah as Tztaka money. This is part of the community services. You allow the garbage man to take away your garbage, you allow the water to come into your home, you allow the electricity to flow into your home, just like you are taking services, other public community services. This is a community service, this is not the Geder Tztaka. It was a technique that was clever technique in order not to embarrass the Talmidei Chacham. That's how the Farshim explained. Now the very big shalom, yeah.
In a way, can it be compared to the machatzis hashekel? In other words, that machatz, can you say machatzis hashekel?
Is it staka? Okay, it's a very good point. That's a disagreement. That's a very good question. Is machatz shekel, is it together, it's staka in our time or not? So there are different opinions. Some hold that it's you can fulfill your obligation to give tzedakah with machzor shekel. Some hold not. It's a zecher for what did exist at the time of the Beis Hamikdash. You cannot. It's a very good question. But what about the Moos Chitim? So halacha, what about the Zman Hazeh? Okay, let's forget about what was true in the time of the Gemara. What about the Zman Hazeh? Can a person Zman Hazeh, when he gives money for Anim, for Pesach, can the money that he gives, can it be considered to be a fulfillment of his Meiser money? So pretty much, most of the Poskim say yes, that today, in our Zman, our generation, the real ancient meaning of Moos Chitim is batel. It's no longer in the category of a tax. It's nothing more clear than tzedakah. Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach Sechasak Mevrocha says explicitly that Bizman Hazeh, the Iker Mitzvah of Moos Chitim, the Midik Takana from Talmud Gemara is Vatal. Bizman Hazeh, it's just a tzedakah, and it's all of the rules, the trimmings of the laws of tzedakah. Now the question is, why didn't the Mechaber bring down this halacha? So someone wants to suggest that the Bavli disagrees with the Yerushalmi. The Bavli also has a long list of things where people must contribute, and also how long you need to be living in the city in order to be called a resident of the city, 30 days, a year, 6 months, all different types of collections, tamchui, and all different types of tzedakah. And in the Bavli's listing of the different types of tzedakah, there is no mention of Moos Chitim, to give money specifically for the purpose to buy wheat for the poor people to have matzah. It's not mentioned. So some want to suggest that the Bavli indeed argues with the Yerushalmi. And we don't hold, it's not a requirement of Zman Hazeh. This halacha, this is not a tax, it's not Zman Hazeh. And that's why the Mechaber completely omits this halacha. And that's why the Ramah very cleverly writes, it's not a halacha of a tax, it's only a minhag. It's only a custom of a minhag to give to the poor people. It's not midin mas. Okay, that's one approach. Now the Gra, which was lived not that long ago, says this, says that not only is this a sacred minhag, going back from the Yerushalmi, it's even rooted in the pasuk in the Torah. We say this, if you read the parashas of Tefillin every day, it's in the parashas of Tefillin. We read every day in the first parashah of Tefillin, Shivas Yomim, for 7 days, Tochal Matzos, you shall eat Matzah. Uvayom Hashvi'i, on day 7, Chag LaHashem. And then the pasuk repeats itself. Matzos ye'ochel eish shivas hayomim. What's the purpose of this repetition? So the Gra says, the first pasuk refers to you yourself. Shivas yomim, you shall eat matzos, tochal matzos. Uvayom hashvi'i chag l'Hashem. Then it goes on to say, not only do you have an obligation for you to eat matzah, you must make sure that every single member of the community also has matzah to eat. Matzos, not tochal, but matzos yei ochel, shall be eaten by others. Shivei shivas hayomim. And the girl goes further to point out, and look in the pasuk, the first time it says matzah, so it's chaser vav. The vav is missing. It's chaser. Mem tzadi sof. The second pasuk, matzos yeochel, is mole. There is a vav between the tzadi and the sof. Which, what's the point? The Gra explains, when it comes to yourself, you don't have to have more than a kazayis. The best matzahs. You could have machine matzah. You could have cheaper matzah. And it doesn't. You don't have to eat more than a kazayis. You don't have to take out the charts and eat a lot. But when it comes to someone else, when you're giving tzedakah, you better make sure they have the best, and they have more than they need. Matzos mole with avav yeochel. Someone.
When the soldiers came into town for Pesach,
yeah,
and he said we have to gather food for the Jewish soldiers, so they came and asked him if they can give him rice or kidneys.
Yeah.
He says, no, you give them the real matzah.
For yourself, eat the rice. Exactly what it says over here. There's matzos tochal and matzos yochel mole chaser. That's what the Gra says. Does someone go even further? They expand upon the Gra. And the pasuk goes on to say, Bavur zeh asu Hashem li b'tzeisi mitzrayim. What's Bavur zeh? Pesach corresponds to Avram. We know there are three chagim, Drush, Pesach, Shua, Sukkis. We go in order, Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. What's the mead of Avraham? Chesed. Why does the pasuk demand, when it comes to you, eat tochal, matzos. But when it comes to someone else, matzos, yochel mole, make sure your friend has a lot. Because that is the mead of Avraham. Avram Avinu was the mead of Chesed. Ba'avur zeh asa Hashem li b'tzeisi mimitzrayim. Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. The whole mead of Mitzrayim corresponds to Avraham. Avram is the mead of Chesed. When it comes to Pesach, make sure you do Chesed. That's the most important thing. Mogen Avram. Okay, now that's one time why it's a very powerful grua. He's taking the inyan of Moel Schitim, which is an ancient minhag, and he's showing it's really rooted in the pasuk. There's another very important reason why the Mefarshim tells us why you must give Moel Schitim. You should not be a liar when you begin your seder. How does the seder begin? Kol dichvin yesei v'yifsach. Anyone that's hungry should come and participate in my Karban Pesach, in my seder. So really, kol dichvin. Anyone who needs should come participate. Really? Everyone should come participate. The door is not open, the door is closed. It's too late to invite guests. The answer is, I did my part. Before Pesach began, I provided for people that do not have. I gave Moleskim, I gave tzedakah to the name, and therefore, since the Seder begins with these words, you must make sure that you're not a hypocrite. You are true to your word, and you make sure they have what they need. Now the question is, why is it called Kimcha? Now there are different ways to describe the mitzvah. Sometimes they make a put up signs, or they make announcements. They call Kimcha the Pesach, flower. And sometimes it's called Mo Schitim. They collect money to purchase wheat. Why don't you just write out a nice check? Or give them the actual finished product, give them the matzah itself. So there's a much discussion. The Mishnah explains partially that Bizmat in his time, they already gave flour, kimcha. They didn't give wheat because that's a mila. Mekarvia hanaisa. If you give a poor man wheat, he has to go through the effort, the trouble of grinding it, making it to flour. It's much more about kavodik to give him a finished product, to give him the actual flour itself. So now you list the obvious question. So why bother giving him the flour? Give him the actual matzah itself. Give him money. Questions. Give him money or give him the matzah itself. So the common answer, given the question why we don't give the matzah, we don't really appreciate this that much in our times, but it used to be poshut that you want to bake your own matzahs. You're not gonna. There was no time. No one had any. Didn't mean anything to go into Yom Tov. You go to a Shatz matzah factory and you buy matzah. That's how you mekayim the mitzvah. The way you mekayim the mitzvah is you make the matzah yourself. Oh, you see some many people are part of a chabura. A chavura, they go out to the matzah factory and they participate, they watch, they do a little work to participate in the process. Some want to learn that you mechuyev to participate, because since it says in the pasuk shmartim es hamatzos, part of the akim of the mitzvah is that you should be involved in the shimur, in the gardening of the matzah that should not turn into chametz. Buying a finished box of matzah and putting it on the top of your bookcase, that's what you call it shimur. I'm guarding the matzah that my breadcrumb should not fall. That's not really called shimur. Shimur is to participate in the process when it potentially can become chametz. La'alach u'machmer, we have shimur mishas ketzira. From the time of harvest, it's already guarded. But everyone agrees it's a chiv of shimur from the time of lisha, from the time that you need, or the time that you take the flour, and you add water, and you knead the dough. That's when it can turn into chametz. You want to make sure that it's guarded. It does not turn into chametz. So the aniyim, they want the opportunity to be mekayim ushmartem es hamatzos. If you're going to give them matzah, you're denying from them that opportunity. They don't want that. They want the mitzvah. That's why it's bedafka to give them either wheat or to give them kemach. Now, why don't we give them money? We can give them money, and with the money they can go buy their own flour, and they can buy their own wheat, their own flour, and do the entire thing from beginning to end. So the Farshim explained, we don't trust them. Since an Ani, Rahman al-Tzlan, had basic needs, he'll take the money, he'll use the money to buy shoes, he'll buy clothing, he'll buy or give pay his rent. So it's a very good thing. There's nothing wrong with that, but that's not what the mitzvah is for. The mitzvah is that the takana was, they should be mekayim the mitzvah. That's dikah takana. Rent and clothing and shelter is a problem the whole year round. So however we're going to solve that problem the whole year round, we'll solve that problem for Pesach as well. But for Pesach, we've been makbid, they should have the mitzvah. So if you give them money, who knows? They'll take the money for something else, or they'll buy flour that's chametz. They're not going to buy quality flour. They'll buy flour that's suspect of being chametz. So to make sure that they mekayim the mitzvah b'shmei Musa, we give them quality wheat, or we give them quality flour that's not chametz. And then from there, they have the wheat, so what are they going to do with the wheat? Of course, they're going to go and bake the matzos, as is the halacha. Okay, now, There's another thing, by the way, although the Mishnah Berurah, the Ramah says you have to be in the city for 12 Yud Beis Chodesh, all the modern day Pesachim say the Yud Beis Chodesh is bottled as Man Hazeh, 30 days. 30 days already is enough. You live in a community for 30 days, you have an obligation. Since we're transient people, we run around here and there, we don't stick around too long. If you're in a community for 30 days, you have an obligation to participate in the appeal, in the community appeal to buy Kimcha de Pischa. Now there's another reason why we're so makbid. There's a very popular question. Why are we only makbid that the Aniyim should have the mitzvah of matzah, and we don't worry about their sukkah, and we don't worry about their lulav and esrog? We don't worry about other mitzvahs. Why do we only make a collection, a communal collection for Kimcha de Pischa? We don't make a communal collection for sukkahs. Everyone should have a sukkah. So among there are different answers. One answer, a very simple answer, is there's a limit to how many times you can tax the tzibur. The Gemara, the Mishnah Masech, the Gemara Masech, the Shkolim says you can't tax the tzibur more than 3 times a year. So we already tax 3 times a year. What are the 3 times? Well, Matanis Lavyonim. Matanis Lavyonim is a communal tax. And then Chanukah, it seems. Chanukah, it seems, a very popular time to collect money for the poor. And now we only have 1 chance left. So the last chance was given to Pesach. We sacrifice Sukkot for Pesach. Pesach is more important than Sukkot. Not that we would not want to give tzedakah, make a special collection on Sukkot, but since you're not allowed to matriach tzibur more than 3 times a year, so these are the 3 times that were established in ancient times. Chanukah, Purim, and Pesach.
We see
today that the people do that for Yom Tov, if they make collections for Yom Tov. You can go to someone else. Okay,
Someone
does matzah. Okay, that's another idea.
Is there a geographic priority? In other words, is it my first responsibility?
Yes, absolutely. That was really the Ikar Takana. It was really a kenas. Okay, now there's another reason why we're very makbid to give. Another reason why we focus on giving in Kimcha the Pesach, why it's so important, and it really follows from Shoylim v'Hilchos Pesach Kodesh v'Pesach Shleishim Yom. It's in the place of the Korban Pesach. By the Korban Pesach, the Torah says Lo Yitein Hamashchis Lavoy El Bateichem. When you have a Korban Pesach, we bisman shabes usually kayam. The Korban Pesach is a reenactment of the first Korban Pesach. And the first Korban Pesach had the skula of Lo Yitein Hamashchis Lavoy El Bateichem. By giving the poor Pesach, the matzah today, the afikum that we eat is bimkoim ha Pesach. That's the way it's been established today. That's what we have afikum. What do we have afikum in? A kazayis matzah. It's bimkoim ha Pesach. We very much, when it comes to sukkah, when it comes to other things of the year, so the onion doesn't have, he doesn't have, whatever it will be. But when it comes to this issue of the mashris, lovayel bateichem, that's scary stuff. We don't want the mashris to come into anyone's home. And that's what the Pesach accomplishes. Matzah b'zman hazeh is b'mkoyim Pesach. So there's a much more important inyan to make sure the anim have matzah, so there should not be any problem. We should push away the satan of lo yovay hamashchis lo vay el botechem. That's another time. What? Chanukah, we want them to have money for the shem, for the menorah. Yeah, each one, neri shubesli, every person. Neris. And Matanas Lavyonim is Mamish and Pasuk. Matanas Lavyonim. Okay, now there's another interesting idea. In the Pasuk it says, unfortunately, we all know this expression, Tzedaka Tatsil Mimavis. Right, we all heard that. Tzedaka Tatsil Mimavis. The Rosh Tevos is Tzedaka, Tzadik. Tatsil is tough. Mimavis is Mem. What are those 3 letters spelled not in order? Matzas. Yeah. Matzos, without the vav, chaser. So matzah, it borders on the idea that we just said before. V'lo yavoy hamashkes lavoy el boteichem. Matzah b'kam pesach. Tztaka tatzul mimaves. This is the ultimate form of tztaka, to give matzos to the poor. And there's a drush. Now I interpret the drush in a negative way, where somehow everyone seems to interpret this in a positive. It's a cute little drush. And Meir will love this. It's a little drush. It's a little cynical. It was a classic question. Everyone knows the classic question and answer. Why do we call the festival Pesach, and the Torah calls it Chag HaMatzos? You never heard someone say to your friend, which hotel are you going to for Chag HaMatzos? You never heard that. Which hotel are you going to for Pesach? But when you lay in the Torah, it says Chag HaMatzah. So what's the answer? The common answer is, we express our love to Hashem, and Hashem expresses His love towards us. Hashem says, I call the festival Matzos, because by people, I told them to leave Mitzrayim, they listened to me. They immediately fled, they did not even allow time for their dough to rise. That's how willing they were to follow my decree. I love my people. Look at the Matzah. The Matzah is the proof of the will of the Chiba, Klal Yisrael, their will to fulfill my commandments. Klal Yisrael, they reciprocate, and we express our love for Hashem and say, Kol Pesach, Hashem had compassion upon us. Hashem was Pesach ala Pesach.
Yeah.
That's classic.
That's from Hashem's view. It's what He did for us, as opposed to...
We look at the festival of what Hashem did for us, and Hashem defines the festival what we did for Hashem. Each one of us is expressing our love to Hashem by describing the festival in a different expression.
That's a new explanation, though.
What?
Because that's a new explanation.
Why?
It's more than 200 years ago, it wasn't called Pesach. They have records of all the letters.
Yeah.
Never called
Pesach. It was called Chag HaMatzos. Okay, very interesting. Right. Okay.
It's a relatively new
term.
Situation.
Okay.
That's revisionist.
And this is a common thing you'll hear. However, there's another twist. But this twist is not so funny. This twist is not so pleasant. Hashem called it Chag HaMatzos. You know why? Because Matzos Ye Ochel. Hashem was trying to impress upon us, I want you to eat matzah. I want you to make sure that everyone has matzah. Matzah si ochel. Tzedakah tatzel mimavetz. Make sure you don't enter into the holiday before shelling out a lot of money. Make sure people have what to eat. Klal Yisrael says, no, Hashem, it's okay. We have a tight budget this year. Things like, we didn't make that much money in the stock market, so we'll call it Pesach. What's the by Pesach? You're only allowed to eat in your chabura. If you're not part of the chabura, members only. If you didn't register for this chabura, sorry, we can't help you. You're not going to be able to participate. You're not going to be able to get a piece of meat because you're not a member. It's members only. So it's a little bit sarcastic. It is Hashem wants us to be generous. It shall be matzos. Unfortunately, that's a little bit, that's lost in us. We call it Pesach. Pesach is Eine Cholim Illa Chabura. You're not allowed. You have to keep Eged Invention. You have to keep to yourself, which is not very pleasant. Okay, there's another reason why we're so makbid to give Kimcha the Pescha, but it's for selfish reasons. Because Pesach Nidoinin Al Hatfua. It's a Yom Hadin. It's a Yom Hadin. Pesach, we judge on Tevuah. We judge, will we have a successful crop? Parnasa. It's the Zman of Yom Hadin for Parnasa. So if our Tevuah is being judged, so we want to make sure, we want to basically bribe the Satan. We're trying to bribe the Satan. I'll take some of that Tevuah, the Chitim, I'll give it as Tzedakah to the poor man before Pesach begins. So when the Satan says he doesn't deserve a good Parnasa, my advocate will come forward and say, what do you mean? He gave his Tevuah. He gave the chitin to the poor man. So therefore, it should be a zuchus when we enter into the Yom Hadin on Tvua, we have something good going for us. Okay. It's also interesting to note that in the Torah, it doesn't say the word simcha by Pesach. It doesn't tell us to give simcha to others. By Sukkot and Shavuos, the pasuk explicitly says you should be mesameach the ger, the yosam, the almana. It says a list of people that we have an obligation. It says it explicitly both by Shavuos and Sukkot. Pesach, it does not say anywhere in the Torah that you have an obligation to bring simcha to the ger, the yosam, the almana, and the toishav. Doesn't say. Therefore, that's why it's become a custom, because we have to show that we not only fulfill what it says in the Torah, it's Pashat, that on Sukkot, Zman Simchaseinu, and Shavuos, Bin Lachem, but even on Pesach, we go overboard, and we make sure the Anim have what to eat. Another common reason why we're very makbid to give Kimcha the Pesach is because Pesach is much harder. You're not allowed to eat Chametz. It comes to Sukkot and the other holidays. Okay, so just a matter of enhancing your festival, having the mitzvos, the dalminim, and the sukkah, having what to eat. But there's nothing you can't eat. It's business as usual. Pesach is that much more difficult. This is before, you know, the 20th century, before a pomegranate. Chazal would walk in, you take it to them, and they would be walking the pomegranate, they would see with the Pesach products. The Pesach products, they would be baffled. What do you have? There's more food on Pesach, more products in a Pesach than there is the whole year round. But in ancient times, it wasn't like that. Even not so long ago, go back 50, 60 years ago, there was nothing to eat. You ate potatoes, if you were lucky. There was nothing to eat. Macaroons, zero zilch. So Pesach is that much more difficult. Traditionally, it was that much more difficult for poor people because you can't eat. Everything you can't eat. So what are you going to eat? So the comments say we have to be mach, we have to be... We have to go overboard and make sure that the anim have what to eat. Another reason why we're so makbid kibbutz pesach more than the other reason is because the Chazal say that gedolei tzedakah shemekareves es ha-geula. By giving tzedakah, tzedakah brings hastens geula. Pesach is all about geula. If you really believe in what the holiday is all about, you have to take an active role in reliving the holiday. And reliving the holiday, you need all of the tricks that bring geula. And one of the things that's important is one of the important things to do is to bring the geula by giving tzedakah. Okay. Okay, that is it. That's it. Have a good day.